भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनाशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरोः श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगणरघुनाथानितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखानितांश्च नमों विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनीति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्रीअद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकाय तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः तथापि कीर्तयामि अङ्ग यथा मति यथा श्रुतं कीर्तिं हरे स्वां सत्कर्तुं गिरं मन्याभिदासते हरे कृष्ण वेलकम टू दिस मॉर्निंग भागवतम क्लास इन द होम ऑफ हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील प्रभुपाद कृष्ण बलराम मंदिर श्री वृंदावन धाम. We are reading Canto 10, Chapter 11, Text 6. Please repeat after me. Ulukhalam Vikarsantam Ulukhalam Vikarsantam Damna Baddham Swam Atmajam दाम्नाबद्धं स्वमात्मजं विलोक्य नन्दः प्रहसत् विलोक्य नन्दः प्रहसत् वदनो विमुमोच ह वदनो विमुमोच ह उलूखलं खलं The wooden motor, Bikarsantam, dragging, Damna, by the rope, Baddham, bound, Swam Atmajam, his own son Krishna, Bilokya, by seeing, Nandaha, Nand Maharaj, Prahasat Badanaha, whose face began to smile when he saw the wonderful child. Vimumocha, Vimumochaha, released him from the bonds. Translation and purport by Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Translation. When Nanda Maharaj saw his own son bound with ropes to the wooden mortar, and dragging it, he smiled and released Krishna from his bonds. Nanda Maharaj was surprised that Yashoda, Krishna's mother, could have bound her beloved child in such a way. Krishna was exchanging love with her. How then could she have been so cruel as to bind him to the wooden mortar. Nanda Maharaj understood this exchange of love and therefore he smiled and released Krishna. In other words, as Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, binds a living entity in fruitive activities, he binds Mother Yasoda and Nanda Maharaj in parental affection. This is his pastime. Hare Krishna. In outside world, especially in India, today is a great event. They celebrate Independence Day. So we know that actual independence or real independence we get when we get absorbed in the name, form, quality, pastimes of the Lord, then naturally we will be totally independent and liberate from this entanglement. So, but still, generally we wish you happy Independence Day. So here we are reading Canto 10, Chapter 11. The title is Childhood Pastimes of Krishna. Damodar Lila is going on. Generally in the month of Kartik we celebrate Damodar Lila for 1 month, and we discuss also Damodar pastime. But here we can see in the series we are discussing this pastime. So when the huge Arjuna trees, they fell down, creating a massive intolerable cracking sound, naturally everyone rushed to that place, all the Brajavasis. So while rushing, the men were ahead, the women were behind, naturally, because the men can run quickly to some place. But it was a shocking for everyone. Imagine if some big huge banyan trees here in our courtyard or somewhere in near the temple, and suddenly without any reason fall down, then everyone will be shocked. Who did it? How it happened? Everyone will be talking about that. So in the same way, all the Brajavasis, they were in panic. They were talking how it happened, and it was so great sound. But when they reached that place, for all of your kind information, this pastime happened in Gokul Mahavan. So when they rushed to that place, they saw that some children were standing there. Those were the friends of little Krishna. And they were not in anxiety. The people, Brajavasis, were in anxiety, the men and women were anxiety, but children were not in anxiety. There is a reason behind this. Then they were searching, where is that little Krishna? He was not visible actually. Why? Because when the trees fell down, the trees have naturally twigs and leaves. Krishna was covered in that. He was not visible properly. So Nanda Baba and other gopas, they rushed to that place to see. And they look at the face of the children. The children were smiling. They were in excited mood. And by seeing that, they felt something, consolation, that nothing has happened. And then they were searching Krishna. So they found that Krishna was in between, where the two huge trees fell down. Exactly in a particular way, not on the Supreme Lord. So how can it fall on Supreme Lord? Because the whole director of the drama is Supreme Lord only. It cannot fall on the Supreme Lord. We cannot fall in Krishna. So they were searching, and they could see that bluish little Krishna having peacock feather. And first glance, just imagine, from the eyes of Nanda Baba, you also see Damodar. Okay? He is able to search. At last he found that Damodar, his little Krishna, tied up with that motor behind, and he was just trying to go ahead, move ahead, like that, pulling in this way. And he was happily sitting there. But this was the first scene when Nanda Baba came, he saw. By that time, what happened? Before this man, they ask, what happened? Who did it? All these questions, the children, they themselves only answered the questions. They started giving answer. So the children are replying, and they were watching, they were the eyewitness of the incident. So they are saying, without being said, and then text number 4, there is a word comes in text 4, anena iti, as if it's done by anena, by Krishna, Tritiya Ekvachan. Anena, by Krishnena. They are saying that anena iti. The people that didn't ask who did, they are about to ask. The children were so excited that anena iti, Krishnena iti, means by Krishna only. And then one after another, all the children, they started narrating the whole incident. Now this is very interesting to hear how the children talk. You must have experience of that time when Krishna did this pastime. He was around 3 to 4 year old. So if you see 3 year old boys, children, how they talk in totally boli, in broken words. They don't even say the complete sentence properly because they are just learning how to speak. So in that mood, you understand that how the children were replying one after another. All the children said, and that too also half sentence, not the full sentence. Some say, one after another, he was crawling, like that, sobbing. He was crawling, then another said, and dragging the motor, then another said, motor went, then another said, the sideways between the trees, then another said, it got stuck up in between the trees. No one was explaining the complete sentence. Hey, what happened? How can you understand the whole incident? And in between, like that they were saying, so much excited to say. Everyone was saying, and then another person, no, I will say, he pulled it. Who pulled it? What pulled it? Then what happened? No, I will say, he pulled it, and then trees fell down. So one by one, they were just talking, and these people were not able to understand properly. Then one of the Sakha, one of the Gopa, he said, stop, chup. Anyone of you say clearly what has happened? What is this? Everyone is not saying, the completing the full sentence. And then someone said this, what incident happened. The boys were bewildered by the sweetness of Krishna. They were totally enchanted by the sweet pastime of Krishna. Therefore they are not able to complete the sentence. When you are fully excited of an incident, you cannot say the whole thing. Isn't it? In the same way, they were not able to say. And in the cowherd man, when they heard this, including Nanda Baba, they are just laughing. What they are saying, the children? Krishna, this little Krishna, 3 year old boy, he pulled and trees fell down with such gigantic huge tree. Since many, many years they were there in the courtyard of Nanda Baba. How can they believe? They are not believing. And then some of the gopas said, they said to other gopas, you are a fool, number one. They said to other gopas, you all are fool, number one fool. They said, why? That you are asking to these children what the children know about that reality. Do you believe what they are saying? Yes, I am telling, I am asking you. Do you believe what they are saying? So some of the gopas, they are asking to other gopas. what we can have faith on the children? Children, they speak whatever they comes to the mind. Now, the greatest tragedy is, listen, what is the greatest tragedy? The children were saying actual, real, unadulterated Krishna Katha. But the gopas, they didn't believe. Again, I am repeating, the children were saying actual, undiluted Krishna Katha. Exactly what happened. But no gopas had faith. No one could believe it. Then Nand Baba and others, they could not believe the children's words. Then interestingly, Madhu Mangal, Subal, they also said, Madhu Mangal said, Baba, I'll tell you what happened. As if he knows the whole truth and he can explain with all grammatical words. I'll tell you what happened. When this little Krishna, he was dragging, crawling, that time he said, oh my dear friends, please help me to untie the rope. And these people, these children, they tried to untie Krishna, but knot was very tight because it was the knot of the greatest lover, Mother Yasoda. How can the children, when the Vatsalya Rasa is higher, how can the Sakya Rasa untie? They didn't untie. And then the other day, Dinabandhu was also saying that Krishna said that you could not open, what kind of friend you are? Yaar ho to kis din kaam aayenge? You didn't open also. You help me. He said, I am raising my hand behind, extending my hand behind like this. Now you help me to untie the rope because it was behind the motor. That also could not happen. And then Krishna was very much morose that you people are also good for nothing. At least push from behind. Thoda dhakka do na. So they said in this, some of the sakhas little bit they pushed in the beginning, and then Krishna started crawling. When Krishna started crawling, the motor was also getting dragged. And the Madhu Mangal was saying, whatever I am saying, Madhu Mangal's vakya. Madhu Mangal said that, and then we saw Krishna got stuck up in the between the two trees, and the motor was stuck up like in a horizontal position. And Krishna tried to pull it. At one attempt only, first attempt only, immediately we saw the trees fell down with all great noise. And then Subal said, no, you don't know the complete story, I'll say. After Madhu Mangal complete, the Subal said, let me say, Baba, listen to me. Then Nanda Baba was excited. Then what happened, tell me. Then Subal was said, when the tree fell down, we saw two burning persons appeared from the tree. Actually, two shining persons appeared. They appeared, but they could not say the shining person. Baba, jalte huye do vyakti prakat ho gaye. Baba was wonder, what is that? Burning persons appeared from the tree. Yes, they were very much burning. Fire was coming from their mouth, from their body. And they immediately bowed down at the lotus feet of our little Krishna. And Nanda Baba and everyone, they were listening this pastime with all ears open and eyes open. Hopefully all of you are also in the same position. Ears open and eyes are also open. They were listening. For them it was very, very much exciting incident. And then what happened? Subal said, two burning person appeared. First they did pranam, and then they started singing. Baba said, what is singing? What kind of sing? We don't know what they are singing. No, they are not singing Brajbhasa. How can you understand? What they are singing, you know that. Vani gunanu kathane sravanu kathayam हस्तो च कर्मसो मनस्तब पादयोन स्मृत्यां शिरस्तव निवास जगत प्रणामे दृष्टिम सताम दर्शनेस्तु भवतनूनाम। वेरी फेमस वर्स व्हाट द यमल नल कुबेर एंड मणिग्रह प्रेयर। लेट आवर स्पीच एंगेज वाणी गुणान कथने इन योर ग्लोरीज एंड इयर श्रवणो कथायाम। इयर शुड एंगेज नॉट द मंडन म्यूजिक बट कृष्ण कथा कृष्ण कीर्तन दैट दे आस्क्ड। हस्तो च कर्मसु तव मनस्तव पादयोन our hands and legs are engaged, should engage in your service only. Drishtim satam darshanestu bhavattanunam. Our eyes, God has given us two eyes to see what? IPL? No. To see what? No match or nothing or TV or movie. To see what? The beautiful form of Radha Shyam Sundar. To see what? The beautiful form of the devotees. Like that. So this was the sing, this was the song Nalakuber and Manigrip they sang. But Subal said what? We don't know what they sang. They were not singing in Brajbhasa. How did you understand? But they were singing very nicely. Then Nanda Baba asked, what did they do? After that, they started doing parikrama of your son. When they started doing parikrama, we were afraid and we were running. Why they were running? They should not catch them and take them to their place. We are running and these two guys, they run behind us. They were chasing behind us. And they were doing, they did parikrama of us also. The sakhas also, the devatas, they did parikrama. And then Nanda Baba asked, what did they do then? After that, they touched their head on the braj dhuli and took the braj dust on the mathe, on the forehead. And we saw they went, whoa, that side, north side. It is said that they went up north side. So this whole story, actually they were saying real Krishna Katha. Some of the Brahmanas were standing there. Which kind of Brahmana you know? Logicians. Tarkik Brahmana. Those who don't believe in such sentiment, these fellows are just sentiment fellows, what they are saying, and they had this mood. What you said? This little Krishna pulled it and trees fell down. Two personalities came, burning personalities, and they did all these things. So they had this doubt in the mind, but same time, again one thought came to the mind. One Brahmana said, it must be true. How? Don't you know, this same child, when he was 6 days only, again repeating, when he was 6 days only, he delivered Putana Mataji. Isn't it? When he was some months and years, he delivered many demons. So in this way, some of the Brahmanas, they were thinking that Gargacharya had also said, this son will be like Narayan. So in that way the Aishwarya Bhav came. But here the interesting point is that Jiva Goswami explains that even though they were saying that this Aishwarya Bhav came, but it didn't last long. Why? Because they are Brajvasis. Even the Brahmanas, they were saying that, it must have happened. The thought came only for a fraction of moment. He explains, just like any other test mixed with the salty ocean. Just try to understand the analogy, what Jiva Goswami explains. Vaishnava Toshani. Just like any other test mixed with the salty ocean will never change his taste. Even if there's any sweet or any other kind of taste mixed with the salty ocean. Ocean is ocean. In the same way, Brajavasis are full of madhurya, sweetness. So when some aishwarya appears in between, when that aishwarya apparently appears for the time being in the mind of Brajavasis, and then they think, no, you, it's all false, fake. Krishna cannot do like this because the madhurya is predominated. So in this way they were saying. So here in this verse, text 6, they said, Ulukhalam Vikarsantam Damna Baddha Somatmajam. Nanda Maharaj saw his own son bound with the ropes to the wooden motor. Ulukhalam Vikarsantam. Seeing that his son was tied up with the rope and was dragging a motor, Nanda Baba Prahasat Vadano, with smiling face, Prahasat Vadano, with a smiling face, he saw his wonderful child Krishna, and then Bimu Mocha released him. Now we'll hear one by one word, wonderful meanings. Why it is Ulukhalam? Again it is mentioned here. Ulukhalam was in previous chapter, previous to previous chapter, 10.9, Damodar Lila. 10 is Yamalarjunudar. Now it's 11. Again, Ulukhalam word is come. Ulukhalam means that motor. Why? Because by seeing the Krishna tied up with the motor, Nanda Baba's prem aroused, love aroused, awakened. Consider that the child was young, very small, little Krishna, but healthy in spite of pulling the motor. In spite of pulling that motor, Krishna is healthy. No scratch is on the body, on his body. No scratch. No mark. Therefore, again, it is the motor what is used. So Nanda Baba Bilokyo. Nanda Baba ne dekha Bilokyo. What he saw? He saw that Krishna is not, no mark has appeared on the body of Krishna. He hold Krishna and he checked the various limbs. Haath ko, pair ko, hands, legs, face, waist, especially waist. Imagine, sometimes even the devotees, they, after wearing dhoti for years, the mark comes on the waist. Isn't it? But there was no mark on the body of Krishna when the rope was tied up. So Nanda Baba, with a very great love and affection, he was looking from the top to the bottom. Is there any mark, any scratch to my little child? He was looking. And after that, Prahasat Badanam. Nanda Baba smiled. Why Nanda Baba smiled? Wonderful reason. Why Nanda Baba smiled? He smiled in order to make the frightened baby happy. See, dear devotees, what happened here? When Krishna saw that, like that, he's looking where Baba is coming, he was a bit frightened. Why? Because I did a mistake. I have done a blunder. My mother has given a punishment. My mother has already given a punishment. Now Baba has come. He will give a slap. What happens generally in the house? If you have done some mistake, mother will chastise. When father will come, oh, you did it, phat, another. Like that. So he, in the same way, Krishna was frightened. My God, my father has come. Now he will see and he will again chastise me. So to remove that afraidness, the frightenedness, to remove that fearness, Nanda Baba smiled. My son should not get more fearful. My son should not become more fearful. So Prahasat Badanam, wonderful word is that. He became, Nanda Baba smiled. But internally, listen, internally, Nanda Baba was very angry. Nanda Baba was very angry on Yasoda. How dares he can do like this? She loved Krishna very much, more than me, but how she could have done? So she was a bit angry. Another meaning says that Nanda Baba, by seeing Nanda Baba smiling, Krishna also reciprocated. He also smiled. Why? Because, Baba is in a very nice mood. He will not beat me. He will not chastise me. So he quotes a Vishnu Purana. Navod Gatalpa Dantamsu Sita Hasam Cha Balakam. Krishna also smiled by seeing his father smile. Nanda Baba saw this child who smiled, showing his tiny new dudh ke dant, white milk teeth. And Krishna smiled, the small little. Sometime you see, if you see clearly and make a zoom, Radha Ramanji also smiles. Have you seen the picture? Two teeth can be visible. So in the same way, Krishna also smiled by seeing the Nanda Baba smile. Then, Bimu Mochaha. Another interesting meaning. Now please listen, how Nanda Baba is untying Krishna. Remember, Krishna is tied by the motor with a rope. So first Nanda Baba went and untied that rope from the motor. And then hold Krishna. Second, untie the rope from Krishna. Are you getting how it happened? So in this way, Nanda Baba untied. First from the motor and then from his own dear darling son. So because of the similar prema, Yashoda was able to tie up Krishna. In the same way, Nanda Baba was able to untie Krishna. Same rasa, same vatsalya bhava, same prema. So commenting on this verse, Chakravarti Pada also says that Tvam maya eva jivanam bandha mokshau yatha vyathaha tatha tvat pitarau tau te prabho premeiva chakratu. Very interesting meaning. As you bind everyone in karma bandhana and you bind everyone in illusion, in maya, we are all bound up by illusion. In the same way, you are bound up by your parents with love. So Vishwanath says that you bind everyone with the karma bandhana or moha or maya. In the same way, you bind your mother and father with prema. So in this way we can see that devotees, they pray to the Lord, please untie us from what? From karma. Please release us from karma so that we can develop prema bhakti. The way you untied, you delivered Kubera. Kuberatma javadha mruteiva yatpat tvaya mochito bhakti bhajau krutau cha tatha prema bhakti swakang me prayaccha namokse graho mesti damodare. O Damodar, the way you delivered these two demigods, Kubera Atmajau, in the same way, we do not want anything. We just want tatha prema bhakti. We just want same prema bhakti, the way you gave these two demigods. Now they are preaching. In the same way, we want also the same pure devotion, prema bhakti. Namokse graho mest. We don't want liberation. So our devotees, they worship Krishna, which Krishna? Tied up Krishna, bandhe huye Krishna. Whole month, the devotees are untied. They are freely moving and then they are going. They are freely moving while showing ghee lamp to Damodar. But the Lord is bound. The Lord is tied up. Therefore, the devotee is praying, Namaste studamne suradittibdamne tvadiyodarayatha visvasyadamne namo radhikaye tvadiya priyaye namo nantalilaya. So devotees are praying to Krishna, we are offering our pranam to that rope. अरे खोल तो दो भाई, बहुत हो गया. नो नो, वी आर ऑफरिंग प्रणाम टू द टाइड ऑफ कृष्णा. वी आर ऑफरिंग प्रणाम टू दैट रोप. वी आर ऑफरिंग प्रणाम टू दैट बेली. वी आर ऑफरिंग प्रणाम टू योर बिलव्ड राधिका. वी आर ऑफरिंग प्रणाम टू यू. एट लास्ट ही सेज, सो कृष्णा इज ए नंबर वन थीफ. यू नो कृष्णा इज ए नंबर वन थीफ. ही इज पॉपुलरली नोन एज मक्खन चोर, बटर थीप, बट ही स्टील्स एवरीथिंग. ही स्टील्स एवरीथिंग. जस्ट समवन कम इन कॉन्टैक्ट विथ हिम, ही स्टील्स एवरीथिंग. व्रजे प्रसिद्धम नवनीत चोरम गोपांगना नाम च दुकुल चोरम अनेक जन्मार्जित पाप चोरम चोराग्रगण्यम पुरुषम नमामि. ही स्टील्स एवरीथिंग. ही स्टील्स बटर. ही स्टील्स हार्ट. ही स्टील्स कर्मिक रिएक्शन. ही स्टील्स एवरीथिंग. देयरफॉर टू सच ए नंबर वन थीप आई ऑफर माई प्रणाम. थीप नंबर वन. सो हियर इन द सेम वे कृष्णा इज अनटाइड. बट now for rest of the whatever minutes I want to tell you a very wonderful narration, description exactly what happened. Because when the acharyas, they explain as if they are there in the past time, and it is completely visible. They are looking, they are watching the past time and writing. So therefore let's engross ourselves for some 5-10 minutes in the pastimes of Damodar. After Krishna was untied, Nanda Baba lifted Krishna. Can you imagine what must be happened to Mother Yashoda? This is an interesting description. He says, Gopal Champu, Nanda brought Krishna Balram and ate his meal with them while engaging in affectionate soft talk. He relaxed with the two who were supreme bliss incarnate for two muhurtas. Nanda Baba was brought Krishna and Balram, and he was on his lap, and he had a nice meal, and he brought fresh cow milk with little sugar for Krishna and Balram. Because till now mother has not yet come. Why mother has not come? Because mother is feeling so much shy and embarrassed. She doesn't want to look, to show her face in front of this. So she was in another room and she was crying profusely. How can I go in front of my husband? What face I will show to him? So bringing white sugar from the house, they drank the cow milk. Entering the house, he met with others to have his evening and desiring unbroken happiness of sin. At this time, to mediate them, one great personality has come, whose name is none other than Mother Rohini. Sankarsan Bhagwan, one who mediates the both parties, therefore he is Sankarsan. So imagine how his mother must be. So Rohini comes. Rohini thought that Yashoda is crying profusely. She is not able to come to meet Nand Baba and her son. And they are also angry. Nand Baba is angry. Rohini could sense it. Now how climax of the scene you see. O king, Rohini says, Yashoda has not eaten all the day. Din bhar kuch khaye nahi. She has not speak to anyone. She is in her room crying. Seeing that all the ladies of Yashoda Rani, the servants, they are also crying and they are also doing fasting. Nanda spoke with very heavy heart and a apparent smile. What can I do? What can we do? After showing anger, one should regret one's fault. She should do prayaschit. Nanda Baba said. They said with the tears in their eyes, ah, Yashoda is very soft internally. But externally, she showed some angry. If you don't take Krishna to her, she will be totally heartbroken and devastated. So just see how Rukmini is doing mediation, resolving everything. Not Rukmini, I'm sorry, Rohini. Then slightly smiling, Nanda Baba asked his son, Lala, maa ke paas jaoge? Will you go to your mother? What reply you expect from Krishna? First of all, Nanda Baba asked, Lala, who tied you? Then Krishna, in a soft voice, in the ear of Baba, Maiya, Maiya, mother. Like that she said. Now Nanda Baba asking, Lala, will you go to your mother? Krishna said, I'll never go to mother. Krishna said, like that he nodded his head. I'll not go to my mother. I'll always be with you. And Nanda Baba said. Then the wives of Nanda's elder brother, Upananda Maharaj and others' wife, they said, Lala, you will not go to your mother? Then whose milk you will drink? Who will drink your milk? Who will feed you milk? Whose milk do you will drink? Then Krishna said, good question, huh? I will drink the milk, but certainly I will drink milk from the mother cow, just like my Baba now fed me. Wonderful fresh cow milk, desi gai ka doodh with little mithai, sugar. Krishna said, me and my brother, both of us will drink cow milk. And then they asked, okay, if you will not go to mother, to whom you will play? With whom you will play? Then Krishna said, I will play with my Baba. I will not go to mother. And I will play with my Dauji. Dauji, yes or no, bolo na. Yes, yes, I will play with you. Dauji also replied in this way. Then, again Nanda Baba said, okay Lala, will you not go to your brother's mother? Who? Rohini. What reply Krishna must have given? Hearing this, Krishna said, I will not go, because when my mother tied me, I was bound. Where was she? Where was she? Why did not she come to untie me? She is also like my mother. I will not go. She flatly said no. Hearing this, Rohini started crying, Krishna will not come to me? With tears in her eyes, she said softly, O son, why are you so harsh? Why are you so hard? Do you know your mother is suffering? Krishna didn't listen to her. Krishna with tearful eyes glanced at his father's face. To attract Krishna, Rohini gave a signal to Balram. What signal Rohini gave? Balram went to Krishna and held his hand. Hey, bahut natak ho gaya. Chodo. Just leave everything. Come, we'll go to mother. Krishna he rejected his hand. Immediately Krishna, no, I'll not go to mother. And again he grabbed his father with his neck. If someone will ask you, you are whose son? I am papa's son, not mommy's son. I am the son of my father. Like that Krishna was. Seeing Krishna's internal affection for his mother, Nanda Baba raised his hand. Okay, Krishna, I'll do one thing. Where is your mother? I'll beat him. Like that, Nanda Baba raised his hand. When Nanda raised his hand, as if he is going to, actually he wanted to arouse the love within Krishna. Okay, who tied you? Who bound you? Your mother, na? I'll go. Like that, Nanda Baba raised his hands and rushing towards Yashoda to give him punishment, to give her punishment. By seeing that, Krishna's mind changed. Oh, Baba, you will be beating my mother? Like that, Krishna was thinking that. He said, Krishna's affection aroused. Oh son, if you agree, I'll beat her. How can Krishna tolerate his beloved mother is beaten by father? Krishna, then again, he smiled. Nanda, showing great compassion because of his parental affection and understanding that Krishna's mother, said, oh son, if your mother is in this condition and you are saying that don't beat her, what will you do? Tell me. If without seeing you, your mother will leave her body. Because of child's nature, Krishna immediately became anxious for his mother. Oh really? My mother will not be there? The tears started flowing from the eyes of little Damodar. Mama! Or Maya! Like that he started crying. He started calling his mother. No, no, I'll definitely go to my mother. Don't beat my mother. Don't beat my mama, okay? Don't beat my mummy. Like that he said, in anxiety. He immediately jumped to the Rohini's lap. He was not going in the before. Now he jumped to Rohini's lap and Rohini grabbed Krishna. While all were noisily laughing, Rohini, who bestowed the greatest happiness, she took Krishna and entered the house where Mother Yashoda was profusely crying and not showing her face to anyone. Yashoda was pacified with women, with comforting words, and slight glow appeared on her face. She appeared healthy with a beautiful face, satisfied. All the Matajis, they said, Yashoda, Yashoda, your son is coming. Your Lala is coming. Your Damodar is coming. Come on, get up and feed her. Feed him breast milk. Yashoda was, eyes were filled with the tears. My Damodar is coming. My Damodar is coming. My Damodar is coming. Rohini, holding Krishna, rushed to the room of Yashoda. So, and then Krishna jumped to the mother of Yashoda. And Yashoda grabbed her son. This was the reunion of Damodar with his mother. For 3 days after the incident Damodar Lila happened, but 3 days after the incident, for 3 consecutive days, Yashoda did not show her face to anyone, especially to Nanda Baba. And Nanda Baba could realize, my dear wife is embarrassed. She is not coming in front of me. So after 3 days, Nanda Baba went again to Yashoda. And again he met with Damodar. From the day he was bound, the women of Braja, they called beautiful child Damodar. And then Balram and Krishna, they planned what is their next action to do. So in this way, my dear devotees, from acharyas, we absorb in this wonderful pastime known as Damodar, where reunion of the dear child Krishna with his eternal mother Yashoda, by the help of Rohini, and Balram, who is the mediator person to who did all these things. So thank you very much. I stop here. Is there any discussion or comment? If you have any clarification, we can have just one. If you have anything, otherwise we can stop here. Mataji is raising the hand. Someone can take the mic, please. Quickly. Kartik month is also popularly known as Damodar month. We have 12 months, so 12 name of the Lord, and that is Damodar month. So the month is named in the name of Damodar, and exactly on Deepavali day this incident happened. As you know, on the day of Deepavali, Damodar Lila happened. But because it is Damodar month, so we celebrate the whole month. And this month is dedicated to the name of Krishna, that is Damodar. And auspicious. We know that Kartik month is very auspicious. Srila Prabhupada says, Kartik Vrata, Urja Vrata, Damodar Vrata, they say. Very auspicious in Vrindavan. And there is no time, sometime you can hear from any other speaker, or if some other time if we meet, then we can discuss that why do we say Radha Damodar. For your kind information, His Holiness Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj writes the book, he has written Damodar, in that he mentions. Actually, Radharani also once tied Krishna. Damodar was bound by Krishna. Therefore, we say Radha Damodar. Although it is Yasoda Damodar, but at the same time, this is Radha Damodar. There is a different pastime altogether. Okay?
It also happened in
Damodar month, or because Krishna called Damodar, so we say Radha Damodar. Yeah, it happened in Damodar month. And Krishna's name is also Damodar in the same way. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवत महापुराण की, श्रील प्रभुपाद की।